弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin to study the Bible.
今天晚上，从路加福音跟大家再一次来思考主耶稣所说的天国的福音。
Today, I would like to share with you a passage from the Gospel of Luke, on the topic of Gospel of the Heavenly Kingdom.
我们最近读圣经，在读路加福音。
And so according to our Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading the Gospel of Luke.
每一章的经文都很长。
And so every chapter is lengthy.
都包含很多重要道理。
And within each chapter, there are many important messages.
都跟神的国度有关系。
And they all have relation to the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们每逢读福音书的时候，就是让我们再一次思想我们所信的到底是什么。
And so when we are reading the gospel books, it allows us to reflect again what is the gospel that we believe in.
今天是12号，所以照进度就是读12章。
So according to the Bible reading schedule, we are to be reading chapter 12.
那我们在读路加福音一开头的时候，他会告诉我们说，作者写这封福音书的目的在哪里。
And so in the beginning of this episode, the author tells us the purpose of writing this letter.
第一章的第四节说，
Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 4.
要使你知道所学之道都是确实的。
Verse 4, that you may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed.
那这个就是作者他最原始的用意。
And so this is the main purpose of from the author.
要让读的人可以确实知道主耶稣基督他所传的、他所做的、他所应许的都是确实的。
And so these the deeds and the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ is indeed true.
主耶稣他来到世上所传的信息跟这个世界的不同。
And so the message that Lord Jesus came to preach was different than that of the world.
他自己本身所表现出来的生命跟一般世界上的所谓的伟人也不一样。
And the life that he carried out was different than many heroes of the world.
他所传的道理是生命之道。
And his the word that he preached was the words of life.
那这样的生命之道是我们可以好像亲手摸到、亲眼看到的。
And these words of life is something that we can experience and see.
并不是只是一个理论或者是一种思想。
And it's not only a philosophy or a thought.
也不只是所谓的传说，有曾经有人这样做过或这样说过。
And, or it is not a folk tale of or a tale of a fairy tale of some hero.
也就是说，今天我们每一个人都可以借着这本书确实知道我们所信的是谁，那内容是什么。
And so from this this gospel book, we know that who we believe in and what is being preached.
所以当主耶稣来到的时候，就是救恩来的时候。
So when Lord Jesus came and when salvation was when salvation came,
耶稣来的是要来当众人的救主。
And Jesus came to be the savior of mankind.
就是要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
And it is to save us from the bondage of sin.
路加福音第一章的第77节说。
And Gospel of Luke chapter 1 verse 47.
77节。
77。
七十七节说：“叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。”
Verse 77 to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins.
就是让我们可以借着耶稣罪得赦免，我们就会知道什么叫做救恩。
And so through the remission of our sins from our Lord Jesus Christ, we come to know what is salvation.
那这个就是神的国来到这个奥秘显明了的。事实。
And this is the truth that is revealed from the mystery of the gospel, the heavenly kingdom.
在主耶稣来到之前，我们在座的应该都不会知道什么叫做罪。
And so before Lord Jesus came, then we do not know what is sin.
我们的罪很自然的被定义在世界上的律法所规定的范围里。
And our sins have been appointed by in this world.
我们很多人不会相信自己是有罪的。
And before knowing Christ, we do not think that we are sinful people.
但是主耶稣来了之后，
But after Lord Jesus came,
我们对罪我们更清楚了。
We are, we have a better understanding of our sins.
我们人在哪些事情上亏缺了神的荣耀，我们 也很清楚。
And we know aspects we have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以耶稣来不但叫我们知道罪，他更重要的是要救我们啊离开罪。
And so not only the Lord Jesus came to save us, but he wants us to allow us to depart from sin.
当我们得以借着他离开罪的时候，这就是救恩。
And when we are able to depart from sin, then we have gained His salvation.
我们对耶稣的认识就不会停留只是在知识的层面上。
And then our relationship with Lord Jesus is not only merely knowledge.
所以主耶稣来，他就开始传扬这个天国的福音。
And so when Jesus came to this world, he began to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
在第四章的第十八节，他这样说。
In chapter 4, verse 18.
这是先知以赛亚书预言的信息。
And this passage is a prophecy made by prophet Isaiah.
我主的灵在我的身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人啊，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. 19, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这就是主耶稣他到世上来的时候他所要传的信息。
So this was the message that Lord Jesus Christ wanted to preach when He came to this world.
他所讲的叫做福音，就是好消息。
And what he came to preach was the gospel, which is good news.
主耶稣到处他走遍各城各乡，就是要去传这个福音。
So wherever Lord Jesus Christ went, he was to preach this gospel, this news.
要报告神的国来到了。
And to proclaim that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
愿意相信的人就可以进入这个国度蒙神悦纳。
And those who believe can receive the blessing of God and enter in.
所以主耶稣他到处传讲天国道理。
And so Lord Jesus went everywhere to preach this gospel of heavenly kingdom.
他就好像一个撒种的，带着种子出去到处去撒这个种。
And he is like a sower and to spread the seeds.
所以在第八章主耶稣讲这个撒种的比喻的时候。
So in Gospel of Luke chapter 8, when he was preaching the parable of the sower.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十一节，对不起。
Verse 11.
这个比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。
Verse 11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God.
所以现在主耶稣来传这个天国的福音就是把神国的道把它撒在我们个人的心田里。
And now the Lord is to preach the gospel, the heavenly kingdom, which is to sow the seed, the word of God, into our hearts.
那这个种子神的道落在好土地的就能够发芽能够生长结实，甚至结果是30倍、60倍、100倍。
So the seed, the word of God, if it lands on good soil, then it is able to find it's able to root and find good harvest and 30 times, 60 times and even more.
所以我们今天每一个人听到这个福音，我们用什么样的态度去接受，就会决定最后这个神的道在我们身上会发生什么样的功用。
And so this, the attitude that we have when we hear the word will determine what kind of effect this the word of God has on us.
除了讲道理之外，主耶稣也展现出他是从天上来的权柄，所以他医病赶鬼，他行神迹。
And when Lord Jesus Christ came to this world, he also manifested this authority and power from heaven by casting out demons and performing miracles.
从第七章开始，我们看到主耶稣行一连串的神迹。
So starting from chapter 7, we see a series of miracles performed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这些神迹不但他自己行，连他的门徒都可以执行。
And not only can he perform these miracles, his disciples can also perform these miracles.
因为他派遣他的门徒出去传福音，给他们权柄，可以医病赶鬼。
Because when he sent his disciples out, he gave them power, authority to cast out demons and perform miracles.
所以这些神迹奇事都在印证他就是这个属灵国度的王他是天上全能的神。
And so these signs and miracles is evidence that he is the king of heaven.
那我们现在读到第十二章的时候。
So now we come to read chapter 12.
到第十二章通常我们就看不到有很多的所谓的神迹奇事。
So we do not see as many miracles and signs in this chapter.
他讲了许多道理。
And it was a lot of it was his message.
似乎再一次的把我们的重点 从这些看得见的这些神迹奇事里面，再把它拉回来，再去思想什么叫做天国的福音。
So it is able to draw this audience from what they can see, these signs and miracles, into what the point of his message is, the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
这个天国的福音跟我们每一个人都有关系的。
And this gospel of the heavenly kingdom is related to all of us.
我们每一个人在神面前都是很重要的。
And every single one of us is very important before God.
也就是说，神他看重我们每个人的生命。
And God deems our life, every single one of our lives, important.
我们今天要怎么样啊？在听到这个信息之后，让我们可以愿意接受，能够把握机会，将会决定我们将来在神的国度里面是拥有什么。
And so, how can we hear this message and receive it, and be able to have a result in the heavenly kingdom?
所以第十二章其实他讲了很多有关天国的事。
And so there are many things pertaining to the heavenly kingdom in chapter 12.
他从各种不同的角度让我们再次思想，我们到底在意的是什么。
Lord Jesus allows us to reflect upon the many aspects of this heavenly kingdom and what our faith is towards it.
十二章很长，有59节。
And there are 59 verses in chapter 12.
但是如果我们把它分段落，我们就看到四个很明显的段。
But if we can split these verses into four parts.
从第一节到第十二节。
From verse 1 to verse 12.
这一段其实他告诉我们，我们今生这个生命，事实上是为我们将来的永生做预备的。
So this the main point from verse 1 to 12 is we can see that this life that we have today is to prepare us for the next.
我们在地上怎么表现在天上就会有什么结果。
And how we perform in this world has a direct relationship of what our results will be in heaven.
我们人在神在人面前也许可以掩盖我们真正的动机。
And perhaps we can cover up our motives before men.
但是将来有一天，我们所有的心思意念都会显明出来。
But one day, all our thoughts and deeds will be revealed.
我们是不是真的什么事情都是为主耶稣做的其实将来我们都会知道的。
Have we done everything for the Lord, and these motives will all be revealed?
没有什么事情可以掩盖的。
And we will be unable to cover up anything.
所有的罪都会被显露出来。
All our sins will be revealed.
所以我们要很在意，要很注意我们今生是怎么表现的。
And so we need to be cautious on how we carry ourselves today.
因为它会决定我们将来在神国里面是有什么样的地位。
Because this will determine where we stand in the heavenly kingdom.
十三节到第三十四节。
From verse 13 to 34.
这一段很长的段落，在说明，提醒我们说，我们今天的心。到底应该放在什么位置？放在什么事情上
？And so from 13 to 34 tells us where we should place our hearts today.
我们真的要在意的是这个世上的财富吗
？And do we truly concern about the wealth of this world?
我们会不会很在意今世的这个生活到底是不是所谓的富足还是贫穷
？And do we truly care whether we are wealthy or poor in this life?
还是我们会把我们的眼光放在这个今生之后的那个？永远长存的生命上。
Or do we set our eyes upon the life that is to come, the eternal life?
所以第二段落他提醒我们应当要注意的事情是哪一些？
And so from 13 to 34 tells us on what we should worry about.
我们的心在哪里？我们的心在哪里会决定我们的行为，我们的脚是怎么走路的，怎么过日子的？
And where our heart is will determine how we lead and carry out our lives today.
第三段就是从第三十五节开始到四十八节。
And the third section is from verses 35 to 48.
那这一段落他告诉我们说，其实我们每一个人将来都要跟我们的主人，就是天父真神来算账，他要跟我们一一的算。我们到底做了什么
？And so this passage brings about that we will one day face our master, and everything that we have will be judged.
我们被托付的一些这个主人所要完成的工作。
And so the works that have been entrusted to us by the master.
那我们用什么样的心态来完成他的工作，会影响到？我们在世上是怎么样过日子的
？And the type of attitude that we had to complete this work entrusted by the master will determine how we live this life.
而且也会影响到我们跟人之间的相处。
And it will also affect how we interact with people.
有时候我们会误以为 我们所做的，我们的主人不知道。
And sometimes we may think that what we are doing is not known by our master.
或者是现在这样做也没有关系，以后反正还有机会。
We think that what we are doing now is okay because we have the future to make change.
只要在主人再来以前，我能够做什么事情，我就 OK 了。
As long as we can change ourselves before the master comes, then what we are doing is acceptable.
但事实上应该不是这样子。
But this is not how it is.
如果我们仔细分析这一段落里面所讲的信息，我们就会很注意，我们应该要怎么样做一个良善又忠心的仆人。
And if we analyze this passage, and we know that this is not the case, and this passage will tell us how to be a faithful servant.
从49节开始到59节。
And the next section from 49 to 59.
就是最后一段落，他在告诉我们说，我们其实在这个今生里面，我们随时都在做抉择，做选择。
And so, verse 49 to 59 tells us that in this life we are constantly making our decisions.
我们的选择会决定我们将来是在神的国度里面是什么样的身份。
Our choices in this world will determine where we stand in the heavenly kingdom.
当我们还有机会做选择的时候，我们应该选择什么
？And while we still have the opportunity to make these choices, how we should make these choices?
所以这很长的第十二章他讲了这么多的道理。
And so there is all these messages enclosed in chapter 12.
我们来思想几个问题。
Let us reflect upon a few points.
第十二章一开头的时候。
So in the beginning of chapter 12.
那时候他说本来有几万人，很多就是表示说很多人聚集在一起他们甚至彼此践踏，说明他们很多人真的想要来听耶稣讲道。
So in the beginning, it tells us that there was an innumerable multitude of people that came to listen to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣他先对门徒说，你们要防备法利赛人的笑，就是假冒为善。
And so Lord Jesus Christ first told his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
所以这个法利赛人的笑，既然他讲他的笑，表示这样的一个教训，法利赛人的教训或他们的生命是会对别人有影响的。
So we see that the teachings of the Pharisee, which is considered leaven, can affect those people that are around.
那这个笑，他说就是他们假冒为善，他们的教训，他们的行为就是自以为义的。
And so their actions and what they teach is a hypocrisy.
那所以在人面前跟在人背后表现不一样的，叫做假冒为善。
Their deeds before men and behind people's back is different.
所以事实上是延续第十一章 后半段所讲的道理。
So this is a continuation of the latter portion of chapter 11.
因为主耶稣他说特别提醒这个法利赛人他们有祸了。
Because Lord Jesus Christ reminds these Pharisees that woe to them.
不只是法利赛人，法利赛人表示他们其实是过一个很追求的，对律法很严谨的生活的人。
Because Pharisees are people that are they abide to the law strictly.
可是表面上他们做得很好，但是那里面圣经第十一章的第四十四节说他们是行走的坟墓，不知道人家不知道里面是装满了死人的骨头。
And even though on outer appearance they may seem as good people, but they are like in verse 44. For you are like graves which are not seen, and the men who walk over you are not aware of them.
所以就是说，人的内心充满很多污秽很多这个黑暗的事情，但是人看不出来。
Because inside their inner heart is contaminated, and people cannot see the sin behind.
那除了主耶稣在这一段除了讲了法利赛人的祸之外，也顺便讲了这个律法师。
And Lord Jesus also said woe to the lawyers.
那所以就是跟这个做教导的人有关系的。
So this is referring to people that are in a teaching position.
所以做教导的其实他所说的能不能够做得到是很重要的。
And so it is important that people that teach can carry out what they say.
是不是真的把这个人当作了指明清楚，让人有很明确的方向来遵循？是很重要的。
And these leaders, it is important to lead the people so they may have a clear direction on where they should go.
所以其实主耶稣的重点就是要人真的变得很真诚、很真实的去活出人所知道的道理。
And so the purpose is that so Lord Jesus wanted people to do is for them to be truthful and honest and live out their lives.
所以一开始你看 主耶稣就提醒门徒说，你们要成为一个真实的人。
So in the beginning, Lord Jesus Christ reminded his disciples that you must be honest people.
那这个也就是神的国是真的，就这个福音是真实。
And this also means that this gospel and this heavenly kingdom is true.
那在这个神的国度里面，没有什么事情是可以被掩藏的。
And nothing can be hidden in this heavenly kingdom.
所以第二节说，掩盖的事没有不显露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
So in verse 2, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known.
所以表示说，这个假冒为善的人，他的心思意念，他在人的背后所行的，最后都会被显露。
Meaning that the hypocrites and what they do behind people's back will one day all be revealed.
这个其实在提醒我们说，我们今天如果相信有天国的存在的人，我们会很小心。我们的一举一动，我们的心思意念。
And to those people that truly believe that there is a heavenly kingdom, then we will be careful of our every action and deed.
如果我们知道我们的主是全能的，他最后会再审判我们的所有的做的事情，我们就会很小心。
And if we believe that our Lord is one day going to judge every single one of our actions, then we will be very careful.
所以，一个真的相信有永生的人他在今生他的生活就会很谨守。
So for those who people that truly believe that in salvation, they will live their lives carefully.
有些人在今生活得非常的随意。
And so some people today live their lives
就是我想要活是怎样，我想要过日子是怎么过日子的。
They live the way they like.
或者是今天这个社会是怎么样一个潮流趋势。我们就跟着这样做。
Or they go by the culture and society of this world.
如果是这样的一个生活模式，其实在说明他不见得真的相信有永生、有天国的存在。
And if a person lives by this type of lifestyle, then they may not truly believe that there is a heavenly kingdom or salvation.
或者他真的相信，但是他一定对将来的天国误解了。
Or they do believe, but they're disconnected from this heavenly kingdom.
因为将来神的国度。不是我们所想象的，我觉得怎么样就是怎么样。
Because the heavenly kingdom is not how we think it is.
今天我们如果想到说，将来有审判，将来有永生，我们每一件事情，我们都会考虑到这个结局。
And today, if we believe that there will be a judgment and there will be salvation, then we will use this to consider every single one of our choices today.
所以你看，他第三节特别说，因此你们在暗中所说的，将来要在明处被人家听见；在暗室、在内室护耳所说的话，将要在房上被人宣扬。
In verse 3, therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light.And what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops.
也就是说，有一天我们隐藏在内心的这些所有的思想，可能都会被显露出来。
This means that one day, whatever our thoughts that are in our hearts will be revealed.
我们觉得很羞耻的罪恶，可能也会被人知道的。
And our shameful sins will also be known.
所以我们要知道神他的眼目遍察全地。
So we have to understand that the eyes of God covers all the land.
看透我们的心，所有的心思意念。
And then sees through our inner heart and our thoughts.
一个敬畏神的人，他就会远离恶事。
And so if a person that fears God, they will stay away from sin.
一个相信神他会审判的人，他就会很小心他自己的一举一动。
And the people that truly believe that there will be a judgment, they will be careful of their choices.
第四节到第七节。
And from verse 4 to 7.
他特别提到说，我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，你不要怕他们。
In verse 4, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more they can do.
那表示说，主耶稣这句话已经说明，我们的身体的生命之外，还有另外一个生命存在。
And so from this passage, we see that other than our body, there's another part of us.
就是第五节说。
And that is in verse 5.
我只是你们当怕的是谁？那要当怕那杀了以后又有权柄丢在地狱里的。我实在告诉你们，正要怕他。
Verse 5, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him.
所以如果只能够伤害我们肉体生命的，他说，主耶稣说，没有什么好怕的。
And so, to those people that can harm our physical body, Lord Jesus says not to fear them.
我们真正要在意的是将来这个灵魂的问题。
But we should fear of our spirit, our soul.
我们灵魂最后的结局是在哪里？是在地狱里面，或者在天国里面？这才是重点。
And the main point is where our soul end up in hell or in heaven.
那其实他这里所讲的，真的要怕的就是这位啊，主宰我们生命归宿的神。
And the person that the you should truly fear is God who has control of your soul.
第六节跟第七节，他特别提到这个麻雀啊，麻雀跟我们人的生命做个比较。
And so, verse 6 is a comparison between our lives and sparrows.
他说我们的生命比麻雀还贵重很多。
And so, and this verse tells us how important our lives is over sparrows.
这位天地的主宰，他都照顾麻雀。所以他说我们的头发神也都数过，他就知道我们的生命，我们到底现在处在什么样的境况里。
So even God takes care of the sparrows, so how much more does he care about us? And he knows the very hairs of our head.
所以其实他在说明今天主看顾我们的生命。
And this passage tells us that the Lord looks over our lives.
他既然看顾了我们的今生的需要，他一定是也是会赐给我们永生。
And he knows our daily lives, so therefore he will one day give us salvation.
他赐给我们的救恩，就是要把我们救到底，进入他的国度里。
And he has granted us salvation so we can be saved to the end, to enter into his heavenly house.
因此，我们如果相信这位主就是天地的神，一切都是他所拥有的，我们就可以很放心的依靠他。
If we truly believe in this creator of the heavens and earth and everything belongs to him, then we can rely on him.
那从第八节开始
And in verse 8,
那到第十二节，他特别提到我们今天在这个地上怎么表现的，我们在天国就会决定我们在天国到底是变什么样的人。
And so from verse 8 to 12 tells us that how our deeds in this world will determine where we stand in the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天他在第四节特别提到说，有人会杀身体的，表示说我们今天为了神的缘故。福音的缘故，有可能会遇到逼迫，甚至会丧命也不一定。
And in verse 4, that we will receive harm to our physical body if we may be harmed if we preach the gospel.
但是主耶稣提醒我们说，这个只能够做到把我们的身体杀死的，不用害怕。
But we should not fear those who can only harm our physical bodies.
我们要能够坚持对这个信仰，在第八节说，我们要能够坚持的在人面前。承认主耶稣就是我的救主。
But we must be persistent and proclaim the Son of a Man before people.
所以在第八节说，在人面前认我的，人只在神的使者面前也要认他。
In verse 8, also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man will also confess before the angels of God.
也就是说，我们今天在人的面前是怎么表现，就会决定我们在天国是什么崛起。
And in other words, how we confess ourselves before people will determine how we are in heaven.
他这里特别提到，其实就是当我们遇到逼迫的时候，我们要用什么样的态度去面对。
And in other words, when we face persecution, how we should deal with them.
他这里中文把它说在人面前认我，其实这个认以英文来看就是很清楚，就是要承认耶稣就是我的救主。
And so it is for us to confess to God before people.
就是承认这个字眼本身跟知道或者认识是不同的程度的。
And to confess is different than you knowing or the knowledge of knowing.
承认耶稣就是我的主，他是我的救主，表示我相信我自己是个罪人，我需要耶稣来拯救我。
And so confessing that our Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior means that we understand we are sinners.
他是天国的王。
And he is the king.
他是我生命的主宰。
And he is the Lord of my life.
所以是，如果我们承认耶稣就是我的主，其实会改变我们在这个世上生活的态度。
If we confess the Lord Jesus Christ is our King, then our lives will be different.
所以我们的生活本身不能够只是说我知道我现在是个基督徒。
And so our faith must go beyond just knowing that we are Christians.
如果耶稣就是我的救主。
And the Lord is our Savior.
他已经救了我脱离罪，我今天的生活就要离开罪了。
And he has led us out of sin, so therefore my life should be sin-free.
我就会尊重神他所做的工作。
And I will respect the works of the Lord.
就不会像第十节所说的变成是亵渎圣灵的。
And I will not be like the people mentioned in verse 10 who blaspheme against the Holy
Spirit. 也就是说把圣灵的工作当作平常。
and to see this the work of the Holy Spirit as ordinary.
甚至像一些不信的人当时代当主耶稣你看他赶鬼以后他们竟然说耶稣是奉这个鬼王在赶鬼。
And so some people believe that when Lord Jesus cast out demons, he was casting them out, using the name of other demons.
那这个就是主耶稣后来所说，这些人叫做亵渎圣灵的人。
And so Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that these people are those who blaspheme against the Holy Spirit.
所以今天如果我们承认主耶稣就是我们的救主。
And so today if we confess our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
那么我们其实我们就不管遇到逆境或顺境的时候，我们表现始终都是一致的。
Then we know that whatever we encounter in this life, our choices and our deeds will be the same.
就算被他说被抓去审判的时候，我们也不会担心说，我当我怎么办
？And even if we are brought before the authorities to be judged, then we will not fear.
因为那个时候，我们的救主就会以圣灵来告诉我们应当说什么话。
Because then the Holy Spirit will come upon us and tell us what we ought to say.
所以这个救主他会带领我们走过生命当中每一项的挑战。
And the Savior will guide us through our every single aspect of our life.
所以这第一段落他提醒我们，今天我们再想想，我真的相信天国的这个福音吗？
And so verses 1 to 12 allows us to reflect: Do we truly believe in this gospel of the heavenly kingdom?
我们如果相信主耶稣基督他将来会把所有的事情都显露出来。
And if we believe that our Lord Jesus Christ will reveal everything in the future,
我们的生活就会走在神的光里面。
Then our lives we will walk in the light of God.
我们就成为光明之子，不会走在黑暗当中，不会在暗地里面做一些觉得会羞耻的事情。
Then we will be called children of light, and we will not do anything in the darkness and anything shameful.
因为我们知道没有事情可以掩盖的了。
Because we know that our actions cannot be covered.
那如果我们相信耶稣是救主，就像罗马书所说的，我们承认，我们心里相信，我们口里承认，耶稣就是我的主。
And if we believe in our hearts and proclaim with our mouth that, like what it mentions in the book of Romans,
我们遇到患难困苦的时候，我们表现也是一样。
Then our deeds will be the same when we encounter difficulties.
我们不会发怨言。
We will not complain.
我们会寻求神来帮助我们，照顾我们，帮我们带领我们走过这样一个困难的时刻。
And we will seek out the help of God to lead us through this difficult situation.
我们一样在人面前会承认耶稣就是我的主。
And before men, we will still confess our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们会相信神的安排是美好的。
And we believe that the plan that Lord Jesus has for us is good.
人就不会在这个困难的时候向神发怨言。
And we will not complain in times of difficulties.
那甚至有人在困难的时候会用嘴巴得罪神。
And some people sin against God with their mouth in during hard times.
所以我们会真的活出一个相信耶稣是救主的这样一个生命来。
Then we will live out a life that truly amplifies that we believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以另外一点就是提到说，今天我们相信主耶稣基督他会照顾我们的生活。
And so, another point is that Lord Jesus Christ will take care of every aspect of our lives.
他看重我们的生命。
And he looks highly upon our lives.
他要赐给我们更重要的，比这个今生更重要的福气，就是天国的永生。
He's going to give us a blessing that is far greater than what we can receive in this world, which is salvation.
所以主耶稣既然救我们，就会救我们到底。
And so Lord Jesus will give us salvation to the end.
因此遇到逼迫的时候我们不可以退后。
And so if we encounter persecutions, we will not take a step back.
一定要坚持到底。
We must persist to the end.
所以我们的信心有时候遇到考验。
So sometimes our faith is tested.
我们如果真的相信天国的存在，在这个考验当中我们就站得住。
And if we truly believe that this heavenly kingdom exists, then our faith will stand firm.
这第二段落提到有关我们的心的问题的时候，
And the second section is regarding our hearts.
我们都很清楚的这个主耶稣所讲的这个无知财主的比喻。
So we all know this parable of the rich fool.
因为在主耶稣他是针对有人觉得他生命的他想要在地上拥有比较多的产业的这个人所提出来的。
And so this is this parable is the part of someone from the crowd that was wanting to gain more riches in this world.
主耶稣他对众人说，第十五节哈。
And so verse 15,
他说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切贪心因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
verse 15, and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in abundance of the things he possesses.
你看，这个就是在讲这个分家业的这个问题啊。
And so here it is talking about the possessions.
有些家庭为了这个产业的分配啊，就吵翻天了。
And some families have arguments regarding this passing on this, their possessions.
有的为了要 divide 这个要分配这个产业的时候，吵到兄弟像仇人一样。
And sometimes when they are dividing these possessions, brothers can become enemies.
那为什么会这样子？
And so why is this the case?
第十五节特别提到说，其实是因为人贪心。
And it is because in verse 15, people are greedy.
是因为人不知道说，其实我们真正要在意的不是在地上有多少产业。
And people do not realize that what is important is not the wealth in this world.
而是我们在神面前到底是怎么样一个人？是贫穷还是富足的？
But before God, are we considered poor or are we wealthy?
在神面前的富足不是以今生的财产来决定的。
And so our wealth before God is not determined by how much possessions we have in this world.
所以有人事实上是很贫穷，穷的剩下钱。
And so some people in this world today are very poor.
什么都没有了，剩下钱而已。
And they don't have anything, only they have money.
那这个就是最可怜的人了。
And these people are the most pitiful.
那主耶稣在这一段落里面就告诉我们说，我们今天心应当放在哪里，什么才是我们应当追求的。
And so this parable tells us where we should place our hearts and what we should pursue after.
所以这个在这个无知财主的比喻里面，你看他在第20节特别说。
So in the parable of the rich fool in verse 20 it mentions.
他说无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归给谁呢？
In verse 20, but God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
你看这个财主他也知道他的灵魂的需要，他说哇，第十九节，灵魂啊，你有很多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用，所以只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
So in verse 19, this rich fool also knew that his soul needs to eat and drink and be merry.
其实今天我们人生的价值不是最重要不是这些财物。
So this values that the values in this world today is not our worldly possessions.
今天因为我们活着，所以我们才需要这些财物。
It is because we are living today do we need our possessions.
那我们活着，我们所需用的其实是很简单的。
And actually, what we need to survive is actually very simple.
我们人的生命基本上所需用的，神都已经为我们准备好的。
And what is necessary to sustain our life, the Lord has provided for us.
但是问题就是人不会知足，说人会贪心，想要更多。
But the problem is that people do not know how to be content, and they want more.
所以要更多的时候，他就会带来更多的忧虑。
And so when they pursue for more things, then it will bring about worry.
那所以其实有富有的人，其实他有更多的忧愁。
And so the people that are wealthy, they have more worries.
那个生活简单的人，他就不用顾虑太多。
And those people that have a simple life, they do not have to worry as much.
今天如果我们拥有很多的财产，我们就很在意股票今天到底是涨还是跌。
And today, if we have a lot of possessions, we worry about whether our stocks is it falling or.
如果我们有很多产业，我们就很注意政府的政策，现在是要扣多少税。
And if we have a lot of, if we earn a high salary, then we will think how much the government is going to take from us.
啊，政府，我们如果有很多产业，很多财务在各地方，我们就很注意政府的一些政策，我会不会被扣税，会被查到。
And if we have a lot of possessions hidden elsewhere, then we will worry if the government will tax us.
我们就会很对这个社会的一举一动就很敏感的。
And we will be very sensitive on every thing that happens in this
world. 但是如果生活简单的人呢？
But to those who have a simple life,
这个政府很大的什么政策的改变，基本上都对我们的日常生活没有什么影响。
And if there's a new principle or a law, then from the government, then we will not have to worry as much.
所以，其实今天如果富有人他要负担更大，就是他心理上有更大的压力。
And so there's more pressure to those that have more are more wealthy, have more possessions.
但是，主耶稣在第二十节特别提到说，今天是因为我们灵魂存在，神还让我们活着，所以我们今天也能够拥有这些东西。
So verse 20 it mentions that God allows us to still have our soul. That is why we still have our possessions.
但是我们的重点不能够只是放在这些财物上面。
But our focus point should not be on our possessions.
而是我们活着要想到说，我在神面前到底是富足还是贫穷。
But we should think about whether we are poor or wealthy before God.
将来我在神面前是要怎么样去面对他。
And how we one day we will face God.
我们将来面对神的时候。
One day when we face God.
没有办法跟神说神了、啊。你看我得到这么多的学位，你看我有这么多的知识。
And we cannot bring all our degrees and knowledge before God.
或者是跟神说，你看主啊，我赚这么多钱。
Or we cannot bring to God and all our earnings.
你看我有这么多房子。
And all our houses and land.
你看我认识多少人。
And how many people we know.
神都不是在问这些东西的。
And God does not care about these things.
而是问我们说，我们到底将神所赐给我们这些东西。用在什么地方去做了什么事情
God will ask us what have we done with all our possession
我们就算拥有很少但是我们也可能在神面前很富足
And we may possess very little but be abundant before God
所以最重要的是我们今天在神面前能够富足能够变得很丰盛
And so the question we need to ask ourselves is how do we be abundant and wealthy before God
那这个慈爱的主他对我们生命的需要他早都想好了，所以他会供给我们日常生活所需用的。
And our God is a loving God, and He has provided for us everything that we need.
所以，我们如果观察这个这个神所造的这个万物，我们就会生出信心来。
And so, if we look at the creation of God, then we will realize.
所以第二十二节他提到说：“你看看天上的乌鸦。”
In verse 22,
二十四节
24, consider the ravens.
他说：“看看地上的野地里的百合花。”百合花
And look at the lilies of the fields.
那个他们也没有去做什么，但是神就养活他们，神就让他们装饰那么漂亮。
And they don't do anything, but God allows them to grow.
所以他说，其实我们的生命比这些都更宝贵，神会一定会看顾我们的。
And how far more important is our life, and how God will take care of us?
所以三十一节，只要求他的国，这些东西都被加给你们的。
And if we in 31, if we seek the kingdom of God, all things shall be added.
32节，你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。
And 32, do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
所以再一次的，他告诉我们，今天我们拥有这个天国的福音，主要是要把这个将来的国赐给我们的人。
And so today we are people that God that wants to grant us this gospel of the kingdom of.Gospel, the heavenly kingdom, which is salvation.
那我们今生的这个生命，主一定会看顾。
And so, in this life today, the Lord will take care.
所以我们一定要把我们的财富积在天上。
And we must store up our possessions in heaven.
今天如果我们在神面前真的是富足的。
And today, if we are wealthy before God,
我们就能够欢欢喜喜的仰望他的日子来到。
And then we can wait happily for His second coming.
所以今天我们的心在哪里？
So today, where is our heart?
在这个世界上的财物吗
？Is it on the
还是在天国永远的生命里
？Or is it in the heavenly kingdom and eternal life?
主耶稣说：“我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。”
And the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Where your heart is, there your treasure is."
就是你的财宝在你今天你把你这些觉得很重要的东西放在哪里，就会决定我们的心是在哪里吗
？Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
所以主耶稣提醒我们要看重属灵的，要注意天国里面我们到底是现在是在什么样的阶段里，贫穷还是富足。
And so the Lord tells us to think of our where we are standing in the heavenly kingdom. Are we wealthy or poor?
所以现在我们今天如果做决定的时候
，Today when we are making our choices，
我们是为了我们的灵魂在做准备呢，还是我们只是把注意今生的好处而已？
Are we preparing for our soul, or are we focusing on what is good for us today?
我们如果真的相信天国的存在，我们今天拥有主耶稣所应许的这个福。
And if we believe that the kingdom of God exists and His blessings,
那我们的生活的态度，我们生命追求的方向就跟这个世人不一样了。
Then our lives and the things we pursue will be different from the people of this world.
那所以，我们今天的生命一定要跟我们将来永生我们所追求的要合在一起。
And there must be a correlation to the life we live in today and our future.
我们的心如果会很注重属灵的
，And if our heart is mindful of those things that are spiritual,
我们的时间我们就会花在用在神国的事情上。
Then we will use our time on the things of this heavenly kingdom.
我们的时间就用在 用在服侍神上面的。
Then our time will be used to serve the Lord.
我们的财物就用在神国的事情上。
Our possessions will be used on the things of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们要注意我们的心到底现在在想什么。
And so we must be careful of what we are thinking of in our hearts.
那第三段从第35节开始的。
And starting from 35, the verse 35, the third section.
他就一直讲到这个仆人的事。
And it mentions of the servant.
就是说今天我们事实上都是被神所选召来做工的人。
And today we are all people that have been chosen to do work for the Lord.
他用这个仆人等候主人从婚姻的筵席上回来。
So this comparison is to servants that are waiting for the master to come back from the banquet.
也就是说，今天有一天主耶稣会再来。
So one day Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
主耶稣再来的时候，那个警醒的仆人能够真的是又忠心又良善的。他就得到恩典，就能够进入神的国度里。
And the faithful and wise servant will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们要随时把自己真的束上带子要殷勤做工。
And today we must gird ourselves and do work for the Lord.
我们要，你看他说这个仆人主人来了，如果看到仆人是警醒的，那仆人就有福了。
And it mentions that if the master comes home and the servant is working hard, then he will be blessed.
警醒的仆人就是他随时都在做工的。
And a watchful servant is one that is always doing work.
因为他知道主人所交付他的工作是什么。
Because he knows the task that is entrusted by the master.
他会时时注意。
And he will always worry about the task.
如果这样准备的人，他说人子来了。那他就不用担心了。
And if you have this type of preparation when the Son of Man comes, then he will not have any.
所以我们要随时准备主迎接主耶稣再来。
And so we must always be we must always prepare ourselves to prepare for the second coming of God.
所以这一段里面，他特别提醒说，这个人子来的时候，我们不知道什么时候了。
And this passage also tells us we do not know when the Son of Man is coming.
我们是不是已经准备好了？如果今天晚上主耶稣就来了，那我们怎么办？
If Lord Jesus Christ comes again tonight, are we prepared?
如果明天就来呢？
If he is coming tomorrow,
我们能不能跟他交上呢？
Are we able to communicate with him?
就是我们能不能够跟他算账？主耶稣来跟我们算账的时候，我们能不能够交的把这个账单算得很清楚？
Are we able to be accountable for?
就是这个，就是今天我们身为一个仆人应当要有的心态。
And this is a mentality that we should have as servants.
因为我们被赋予什么，主耶稣就会跟我们算到那个程度。
And because whatever we have been entrusted, then that is what the Lord will judge us by.
第47节特别强调。
And verse 47 mentions.
仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人必都受责打。
Verse 47, and that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
今天我们的主对我们的要求是什么？他的意思在哪里？我们都知道了，我们看圣经都知道了。
And so we know what the Lord's will is for us to do, and it's from the Bible.
问题就是我们有没有预备啊？
So now for us, have we been preparing?
我们愿不愿意顺他的意思行？
Are we willing to submit to the master's will?
如果我们不要，他说最后就是被多受责打。
And if we are not willing to submit, then our result will being beaten.
因为多给谁，就要向谁都要。
And those the more that is given, more will be required.
所以我们一定要想，我今天主所托付我的我能够跟他算账吗？
And so we need to know if we are being able to be held accountable to what the Lord has entrusted us.
做父母的，主耶稣托我们几个孩子，我们能不能够跟他算账呢？
As parents, are we able to bring our kids before God?
我们今天从神所领受的这些恩赐，我们到底做多少了？
And so out of all the blessings that we received, how much has been done back for the Lord?
主耶稣赐给我们的这些财富，在地上可以运用的资源，我们到底用多少在神的身上？
And all these resources that we have that God has given to us in this world, how much of it have we used for Him?
我们被主付给一生很长，我们到底用多少时间在追求神国的事情上？
We have been given this long life, and how much of our time has been given to God?
最后，主耶稣都要跟我们一一的算账。
And the Lord one day will all hold us accountable.
我们知道这一天一定会来。
And we know that one day this day will come.
那所以我们就要多做准备。
And then we must be have more preparation.
而且越早准备越安心。
And the earlier that we prepare, the more calm we will be.
那最后一段49节到59节的。
And the fourth section from 49 to 59.
他就说明今天我们今生的选择，就会决定我们将来到底得到什么。
And so our choices today will result in what we will receive in the future.
因为从第49节开始，他就讲到主耶稣这个福音来了，就会在一个家一个锅里面造成纷争了。他就好像把火丢在地上，就会有吵架，会有征战的事情。
And Christ, when he comes again, will bring division.
第49节，我来是要把火丢在地上。倘若已经着起来，不也是我愿意的吗？
Verse 49, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
第51节说，你们以为我来是要叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是的，乃是要叫人纷争。
51, do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you not at all, but rather division.
我们有人看到这里说，这是主耶稣，特别是捣乱的。
So some people, when they read this passage, they think that the Lord is purposely causing division.
主耶稣他的道理来，就是要人做选择的。
But this gospel is to allow people to make their decisions.
信跟不信，最后一定会有很大的差别。
And those who choose to believe and those who choose not to believe, there will be a great difference.
最后这个纷争就是因为这个道理信或不信而造成的。
And so this great division is caused by whether or not you believe.
所以有时候教会里面的一些纷争，其实就是真理信或不信的问题而已。
And so this sometimes the divisions in the church is whether or not someone believes.
所以我们要了解我们今天所做的选择很重要。
And so the choices that we make today are very important.
今天我们如果真的100%相信主耶稣讲的这个天国的福音。
And if we believe wholeheartedly that this gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们每一件事情都会以真理为标准。
Then the truth will be our standard for all our decisions.
我们将来主耶稣跟我们算账的时候，我们如果有1%不相信的时候，我们一定会被算出来的。
And so one day when the Lord judges us, and if there's 1% that we did not believe, it will be revealed.
神要我们是100%的相信他的话。
God wants us to believe in Him 100%.
所以我们每一件事情都要以主的真理为标准。
And so every single one of our deeds and thoughts is using the standard of God.
今天我们如果有一部分主的道理我们不相信，最后我们就是被判定是不信的人。
And if there is a part of the gospel that we do not believe, then at the end we will be considered those who do not believe.
所以我们要相信主耶稣他所讲的这个道理啊，很重要。
So we must understand that the gospel from our Lord Jesus Christ is important.
我们如果相信了，我们接下来就行为就会改变。
If we believe that it's important, then our actions will change.
那第54节啊。
And let's read verse 54.
他就提到说，因为有一个记号啊，有一些预兆，我们可以判断的。
And there is a sign that we can use to discern the time.
他意思就是说，哎，你看西边取云彩，他说就要下雨，果然就会下雨。
And so in verse 54, then when we see a cloud rising, then we can use it to determine a rain.
哦，第55节说起南风就会热，真的是这样子。
And if the south wind blows, then it will be hot weather.
那所以第56节他提醒说，假冒为善的人啊，你们知道分辨天地的气色，怎么不知道分辨这个时候呢？
And verse 56, and hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time?
主耶稣提醒我们说，我们要眼睛要亮一点，要够敏感去看，去观察现在到底是什么时代的。
And so the Lord wants us to discern the time.
要知道主再来的日子近了。
To know that the day of the Lord is at hand.
现在这个时候不是我们去追求今生的享受的时候。
And it's not time for us to pursue the luxuries of this world.
而是去预备我们将来在神的国度里面是不是富足的时候。
But it's to prepare ourselves and to see whether we are wealthy before God.
所以我们要懂得分辨现在有的这个预兆。
And so we must use this to this forecast to discern the time.
所以我们今天如果会相信说主在的日子近了，我们每一件事情我们都会想多一点。
If we truly believe that the day of God is coming soon, then our choices will be more thoughtful.
就特别我们在做决定的时候。
Especially when we are making decisions.
我们做这一件事情，信或不信，就会影响到我们的行为。
And whatever, if we believe or not, it will influence our decision.
那最后呢？他提醒啊，第58节啊。
And 58 it mentions.
他提醒我们要抓紧这个机会，现在还有时间的时候，我们一定要赶快准备。
And 58 tells us to grasp hold of our the opportunity and time we still have.
第五十八节说，你同告你的对头去见官，还在路上的时候，你就要跟他和好了。
In 58, when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him.
特别就是说还在路上的时候。
And when you are still on the way.
也就是说还有机会。
Meaning there is still an opportunity.
那就要赶快抓住这个机会，然后和解了事。
Then you must grasp hold on to this opportunity and settle.
如果有欠钱的，赶快还。
And if you still owe him money, then you should return him.
不要等到法官判的那时候再来讲，就太慢了。
And if you wait for the judge to make his judgment, then it is too late.
所以他是要我们利用我们今生还活着的时候，要抓紧机会，要改变，要追求。
And while we are still alive in this world today, then we must grasp hold onto this opportunity.
我们要做出明确的选择。
And we must make our a wise decision.
我们选择做这件事情，或者是不做，是为什么？
And we must have a clear reason on whether or not we make.
我们为什么要选择来聚会，来亲近神呢
？Why do we choose to come to service and to draw closer to God？
我们为什么要选择来服侍神呢
？And why do we choose to serve God？
每一个决定可能都会影响到我们将来在神国到底是有什么样的角色，或者得到什么东西。
And every single one of our decisions will determine where we stand in the heavenly kingdom.
让我们抓紧机会做明确的抉择。
Let us grasp hold onto this opportunity and make the best decision.
那这样子说明我们真的是相信天国福音的人。
And this will prove that we truly believe in that there's in the heavenly kingdom.
因为我们都能够这样子抓紧机会。
Let us all grasp hold onto this opportunity.
能够真的相信主耶稣所讲的这个有天国应许的福音。
And to believe in this gospel that of the promise of the kingdom of heaven.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
185首。
Let us sing him 185.